Lucky One on his Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. It's 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Time to check in with Susie Landers from downtown Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. We do this every week at this time. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, good morning.
You have a guest.
I do.
Yeah, Steve Jeremu is here.
Yes, from Year Round Gear. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see Steve. He's been in the studio recording some ads from time to time. Moved downtown, what was it, a year or so ago now, Steve?
April 22nd of last year we opened up.
How did that work?
It was a hectic move, but we opened up finally and had a good response.
So you've liked being downtown?
Oh, it's awesome downtown. A lot of traffic, a lot of awesome people.
So tell me about Year Round Gear.
Year Round Gear is a specialty store that primarily sells pre-owned items from the community. It's a community store that is welcome in there, along with people who are visiting. And we sell camping gear, hiking, fishing, kayaking, canoeing, hockey stuff in the winter, skiing, both cross-country and downhill, snowshoeing. We also rent equipment, like kayaks and bikes, and we're going to be doing camping rentals, too, and probably stand-up paddleboards as well.
Okay, because you've got a lot of stuff going on then.
Yeah, we have a lot of things happening. We're going to be doing some workshops as well, things like survival classes, wild foraging, learning how to intro to tenting, backpacking, how to fix and repair your bike, just different stuff that would help the community out.
And these things are not inexpensive sometimes to get into by the time you buy all of the equipment that's necessary. And if you're buying something that's been used by someone else before, I'm assuming I could save some money doing this?
Oh, definitely. There's a big savings in pre-owned gear. And a lot of times people just buy something, they use it one time and bring it in the store, and it's just like new. People have the preconceived notions that something's pre-owned, that it's really beat up and has no life left to it. But the majority of the stuff that I choose from the store is really good quality items, name brands, things that people are going to love and don't have to spend money.
Where do you get this stuff?
From people in the community. I also search high and low online, various places, wherever I can find gear that people need.
So if somebody has some gear that they don't need anymore that's in good shape yet, would you be interested?
Oh, definitely. Right now we're in high need of bikes, kids, adults, mountain bikes, road bikes, hybrid bikes. We also need canoes, kayaks, any paddling sport stuff, and rain pants, waterproof pants, and coats are real high necessity right now. Fishing tackle, things like that.
So if you have something sitting around the house or the garage or the barn or the camp or whatever, and you're not going to be using it anymore, take it down to Steve at Year Round Gear, and maybe you can work out a deal on that. So.
Exactly, or that bike I bought that I swear I was going to use every day.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And it's still sitting in the garage.
Yeah, there's some. How I look at it, somebody can use it.
Yeah, somebody. Well, actually, you could. See, because what's going to happen is you're going to take it, you're going to sell it to Steve, and then a year from now, you're going to get inspired, and you're going to go back to Steve, and you can buy it back again.
Exactly. Hey, anything to promote business, bring business downtown.
Yeah, we just have to recycle things. We have to go sell our stuff and buy it over again. We'll all be rich. We can retire before too long, and then we can sell our leftover stuff to the next generation.
I always think I'm going to ride my bike to work. I always think, God, I'm going to get up a little bit earlier and I'm going to ride my bike to work. I don't know how I'm going to get home because it's all uphill to go home. But
Yeah. The downhill thing is really easy.
The downhill in the morning would be really nice. I just would have to, see if someone give me a ride.
Yeah, you have to call Niels and see if they have a bike rack they can put on the back.
So. No, I'd rather leave it downtown so I don't have to ride it back again. Anyway.
Then you'd have an excuse not to. There is somebody who rides to work as I'm riding in the morning.
Really?
Yes. And fortunately, a well-lit bike. Good. Which is an essential thing because you would be surprised how many people I pass walking who are walking, this is in the dark, who are walking in dark clothes, mm-hmm. wrong side of the street, the whole routine. I'm like, man, I'm going to hit somebody someday. But this bicyclist, I don't know who it is, but this bicyclist.
Well, hats off to him.
Yeah,
and anyone else out there riding bikes, take note.
Yeah, very well
reflective,
lit.
Reflective tape and lights.
And a good bicycle rider, and I always do my best to give whoever it is a very wide berth as I'm driving up because, I get plenty of notice because they've got a flashing light on.
That's well, if you don't cool. want to ride your bike, we are offering a trolley tour. How about that?
Trolleys.
We love trolleys.
That's like public transportation almost.
The Carnegie. We'll jump over into the Carnegie now. The Carnegie is kicking off the summer with their, this is going to be their first series in the summer of trolley tours. And the first one we're going to have is going to be Tuesday, June 24th. And it's actually called Tracing the Remains of Houghton's Isle Royal Mine.
Yeah. And people that I've talked to, they're all curious about these old mine sites. You know, there aren't a whole lot of us left who saw these mines in operation anymore. And so, you know, all we've ever known are these fenced off areas and these boarded up structures, things of that nature. If you're curious about what the Isle Royal Mine was like, this is something you want to do.
Right. And we're going to, they're going to have Erica Vai, she's a geologist, and Will Sharpton, a historian, that will be guiding this. So it's not, you know, it's not just like, oh, pointing out things. This is going to be somebody on the trolley giving you the information, giving you the history of the mine.
Yeah, people who know stuff and can answer questions.
Exactly. And this will be a fundraiser for the Carnegie. And once again, you know, the Carnegie is our little gem here in downtown Houghton that I think a lot of people still don't realize that we have here. There's ongoing exhibits there. Yep. And it's just amazing what they've done. Now, if you want to participate in this trolley tour, we do suggest getting prior reservations, because there's limited seating. So you can contact, you can stop at the Carnegie, and they are open noon to 5. They are open Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, noon to 5, or you can go online at thecarnegiehoughton@gmail.com and mention to Elise that you'd like a ticket. And it's $25, and that will also include some refreshments after.
Oh, that's cheap.
It is.
That's a good deal.
What else can I tell you about this? Well, as you can see, I'm using a cheat sheet this morning. And actually, too, I want to mention that this tour is sponsored by local businesses, and the June tour is sponsored by the Douglas House Senior Living Apartments.
Yeah, they are underwriting the cost, and very nice of them to do that.
Once again, downtown businesses stepping up for our community.
Of course, we've got a big event going on Saturday.
We do the Art and Music Fest. I can't even remember what year is this running now, but this has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, and it's wonderful.
It is.
There's all sorts of different types of art available to look at, to purchase. There's all good food, and of course,
music.
The bake sale. You know,
the great music. I'll tell you, yeah. I always like to think about one of the first art shows that I went to. I was able to purchase a coffee cup. I swear that the guy actually made to fit my hand perfectly. It's the most unique cup. I should bring it next time instead of this one when I come in. And I'll show it to you. It fits. It's curved and contoured. It fits my hand like he actually knew my hand size. Anyway, forget about the coffee cup.
Okay.
Let's talk about other new businesses in downtown Houghton coming.
Okay.
Actually, right now we've got this week that actually opened was a new CPA in town, Carl Johnson. CJ Johnson CPA. He's on the 500 block. So if you need any of those services, if you need that certified public accountant, give him a ring. We're really excited to have him downtown.
I've been certified several times, not as an accountant.
We also have Keith DeForge. He is a new attorney in town, and he's actually with Pence & Newman out of Marquette.
Ah.
But now they have an office in downtown Houghton for any needs that an attorney may...
In case you need to get someone certified.
That's right. Certified, or if maybe you didn't seek the professional services of a CPA, you may need that attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also, following in suit with that, we also have...
Suit, I get it. Yeah, attorney, suit,
attorney, suit. We also have a security company that is opening in the next few weeks, Eye in the Sky Security.
Really?
Yes. And I mean, you know, a lot of people think of that as just like, retail or business security, but there's a whole different, you know, levels of security that you may need help in.
Yeah.
You know, just for your home or, you know... that can go on and on with that. But that should be opening in the next couple weeks. And the next thing we have, is Radiance Salon. Michelle Kowalski is opening a salon in downtown Houghton, and she should be open right around July 1st, and she'll be on the 700 block.
Wow, we're just getting all sorts of people
moving in. I know, it's
great.
So you can walk downtown again and get almost any service that you can imagine.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I'd also like to mention that World Foods has reopened, because that was a big loss for us in downtown Houghton when they closed. And I can't remember exactly when they closed, but it's been a while. And, you know, the community has, they have been, you know, they were like, geez, we miss World Foods. You know, they carried a lot of unique items. So they're reopened, but they only have limited hours, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I think it is. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1 to 6. So those people that used to patronize that store, they're back.
Same people?
Yes, same people, same location. So we're really excited.
This is one of those cases sometimes of that you run into that you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Exactly.
So now and that it's back, let's take advantage.
And let's support it and show them that, you know, how we are so appreciative that they reopened their doors.
Excellent.
Yes, it is. It's just wonderful. So yes, things are plugging along quite well. And aside from the Art and Music Fest that we have this weekend, remember the following weekend, Downtown Houghton will be hosting the Copper Country Firemen's Tournament.
Yeah, it's just all sorts of things going on.
We do.
And so if you want to find out more about the Art and Music Festival, we've got details about what's going to be happening on Saturday posted for you on the calendar at KeweenRReport.com. And we also keep other things that Susie's talking about up to date there as well.
Right, so and if any of these new businesses you're curious about or need to get more detailed information on their location, you know, shoot me an email or check out the Downtown Houghton Facebook site or give me a call.
So now there's no room left in Downtown Houghton for
anybody
new?
No, I've got
new?
A couple. We have a couple spots yet. So thank you for mentioning that, Todd. So if anyone is interested in either moving to Downtown Houghton or starting a new business, again, we have a lot of resources. You can get a lot of support. I mean, Steve, I hope that you can attest to that when you came. I hope that we provided you something and it was a good move.
Yeah, it was a great move. We're in an awesome spot and couldn't ask for anything better, really.
Yeah, and that was going to be my last question to you is, we've said that your store, year-round gear, is in Downtown Houghton. Just exactly where?
The best way to describe it to people that I found is just to say across from the Travelodge Hotel.
That'll
directly
work.
Across the street. Or if some people have lived here a long time, they know the old McDonald's building. We're directly right next to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's always got some great things outside, some bikes.
Yeah, we got eye catchers, canoes, and kayaks standing up. And you know,
what are your hours? Are you open a little bit more in the evening?
It's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. generally.
Perfect.
And we're doing some kayak tours and stuff too. So sometimes I have extended hours. So we do a kayak tour sometimes in the evenings.
Are you okay. open on Sunday at all?
Sundays will probably reopen. I'm thinking about reopening Sundays.
Good
this
call.
Week
good call.
It's starting to get busy now.
It has been very busy in Downtown Houghton. I took a picture on Sunday afternoon of people lined up looking in your crazy place's their window, and it was the funniest thing because they just stood there and they kept looking and looking. I thought, well, you can look all you want, the door isn't going to open. So yes, there is a lot of foot traffic now in Downtown Houghton.
Yeah. All right, Steve Germo, thank you for coming in. Continued good luck at year-round gear. Susie, thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, appreciate nope, you're it. Talking to Bubba next week.
Oh, talking to Bubba about because
of the firemen. Because of the firemen, so he's booting me off.
Booting. I got booted again. See, you know, gosh almighty. And you said you were sleepy coming
I
in
am
here.
Sleepy
no,
today.
You are sharp as a tack. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.